Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen. And in this episode, we're talking about retraining your brain. It seems like about once every year or two, I find it necessary to retrain my beliefs and behaviors to better suit my current life and where I want to go. And sometimes it'll be that I've just uncovered some sort of limiting belief from before, or you know, when I was young, or I just need to adapt, right? We're always changing, we're always evolving. So I will retrain my brain. So it starts by recognizing what beliefs you want to have. Right? What's the attitude you want to approach your life with? And make a list of that and reading it every day. It's an astoundingly simple thing to do, and it works better for me than sex, drugs, rock and roll, or even therapy. It just works amazingly well. So here, I thought I would share my current list. And then talk about how it kind of evolves over time. So my current list looks like this. It's somewhat short. So the first item on the list is moments equal fleeting opportunity. This is the age-old idea that life is short. You have this moment, and this moment is an opportunity to do what you were put on this earth to do, to spread joy, to bring peace to others, to do whatever, right? Whatever the opportunity is, this moment is your opportunity. So make it count. The second one is actively pursue joy, love, flow, and exceptional moments. So these are four things that are very important to me, to feel that natural joy that's at the base of each of our souls. To feel love, to flow in the moment, to really be in the moment. I call it flow. When I'm working with the river of my life, when I'm flowing with it, things just happen very easily. And exceptional moments, really cool, wild, crazy things just kind of happen to me, and I love it. So I want to foster more of that, create more of that. My next item is revel in the flow of your river. Your river, the river of your life, and I love the river as a metaphor for your path in life, is taking you somewhere. It's taking you where you need to be. And if you can have faith in the fact that it's taking you where you need to be, despite the fact that sometimes that might mean learning some harsh lessons, then you can revel in that flow. Right? You can play in the river. You can enjoy that flow. You can let it take you where you need to be. And that can be a source of enjoyment. My next one is really great for any business or financial decisions that I make. And it's cap your downside high and let your upside ride. And this is a concept that really comes from day trading or other types of trading and stock and stuff. But it works for anything. For any decision you're going to make, what's the downside? How can I mitigate that? And what's the upside? How can I unleash that to be as awesome as it could possibly be? By making good decisions, those are going to be decisions that cap the downside and then really leave the upside open to be even more amazing. The next item on the list is act in the best interest of yourself and your family, friends, community, and then out to the world. This comes from a mathematical principle, an economic principle, Nash's principle, that the best result will come when each person does what's in the best interest of themselves and the group. So I like to kind of to geek out on that and think about in any decision that I make, is it in my best interest? Is it in the best interest of the people that I love and the larger community? When all of those come together and it's in the best interest of myself and everyone else, now that is a great decision. So it makes decision making a lot easier. So the next item is that gratitude leads to love, leads to joy. I love to feel the joy that it's at the core of my soul, and I find it's easier to get there if I begin with gratitude. If I am grateful for what I have, for the people I have, then I can move into feeling love and sending love to people and wishing well of people. And that naturally will then lead to the joy. Right, so the next one is have no expectation. Flow in your river, live as both the energy and the manifestation. I've had this amazing experience of really feeling and recognizing that there is no difference between the physical manifestation and the energy, matter and energy, the body and the spirit. It is all one. We're all one. That oneness that everybody talks about, I've had that experience. And it's an amazing stage to stay in. And I work to spend more time there all the time. So this is a reminder to me to do that. And having no expectation is an important step in just preventing stress. Because I've noticed that stress tends to come from having expectations and then having those expectations crushed. And it sucks. And so that just helps me prevent stress. Try not to have too many expectations, right? Do your best and just say, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. Next one is give all that can come through you. And this is a big one. As someone who tends to give all of themselves, that can be very depleting. That there's a difference between giving all of yourself and giving all that can come through you. I was told that once and it was profound. And so that difference of there is so much more that can come through you versus come from you. And so being someone who wants to give, I'm better off giving all that can come through me. So I try to remind myself of that. My next one is read the world. People, places, things for what they can teach you. I am able to, and I believe that everyone is, but this is a skill that I've worked on, to read people and places and things. And if I quiet my mind, I can see the truth of people and what has happened in places, not in pictures or anything, but just in feelings of the people that have been there. I can read that. And so that's good for me. And I like to try to do that. The next one is about money. Chasing money or using my time for someone else's agenda are no longer in my best interest. I have to remind myself of that. I really like to be helpful, but that, and I love a good business idea, and that's a dangerous combination because I can tend to spend my time in the wrong places. So that's a big one for me. My next one is I return to the purity of childhood, playful exploration without agendas or task lists, flowing in the moment. I'm in a very creative place right now in my life, and I like it, and it's good for me. And I think it will be my window to helping other people. But I can't do that if I tie myself down with task lists. Now, things need to be done. So several times a month, there was a task list that has to get accomplished. Bills have to be paid. Laundry has to happen. Groceries have to be bought. Stuff has to happen. But I like to reserve huge chunks of time in which I do not have a task list and I am free to be creative. And so my next one is I do not chase the favor of anyone. And this is a hard one to get over. As people, we spend an awful lot of time caring what other people think. And I think this is a holdover from our days as tribes, where it really did matter if the rest of the tribe was happy with you or not. These days, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. So I'm retraining myself to not care. And then I have chosen this path as others have chosen theirs. This is a reminder to me that everyone's path is different. It is not the same as mine. And they chose their path. I chose my path. It's a reminder of a lot of things, to not feel bad about the path I've chosen, to not judge others for the path that they've chosen. So that one's really helpful for me. So that's it. Now, as I reframe new bullet points for myself, I often keep some of the older ones and add some new ones and shuffle things around. And it's become something of a life philosophy for me that I can refer to when I'm not sure what to do. So if I'm wondering what to do, but I'll also use it just every morning to set the tone for the day. And I try to keep it short so that it doesn't take me very long to read it. And it's not really a new idea. You know, Ray Dalio in his book Principles suggests something similar, creating a set of foundational principles from which you can make good decisions and not lead yourself astray. Now, I will take that one step further and say that you need to retrain yourself by embedding your principles in your mind as a part of your daily life. So what do you want your principles to be? What are your principles going to be? I would love to hear about it. So register at the site, KatherineColleen.com. It's $1 per year, just enough to keep everybody well-behaved in the discussion area. And let me know. You can also ask questions there. And today's question is, I'll do one that's related to this concept of retraining your brain. Of what do you do if you have a belief you need to retrain, but it's so deeply embedded, maybe it's from far back in your childhood, and you just cannot get rid of it no matter what you do. I actually have a technique that I came up with just recently for that exact situation. So what I do, if I have a belief that I just cannot get rid of, I will overwrite it. It's like, it's like a bad tattoo, but you can draw a new tattoo all around it to make it incorporated and kind of work. So here's an example. Let's suppose you have a limiting belief that says, nobody listens to women. That's a big one for me. That was embedded in my childhood, and I find it extraordinarily hard to get rid of. So nobody listens to women. So what I decided to do instead was overwrite it by extending it. So for example, nobody listens to women who don't speak up. So speak up. Or nobody listens to women who haven't researched what they're talking about, so you better know what you're talking about. You can take a belief and you can extend it and then read that again over and over and over. Remember, whenever you're reprogramming your brain, you need to do it every day. Until you have altered that belief by extending it, so you did not have to erase the base belief, you just had to tweak it out, kind of overwrite it, extend it out a little bit, and that seems to work pretty well. All right, so that'll be enough for this episode. Thanks for joining us. Again, put in your questions at the website. Get registered. It's quick and easy and super cheap. And just to keep the griefers out, me and my fear of griefers, they're something I need to work on. But get your questions in there, and I will get them on upcoming podcasts. Thanks for joining us.